Democrats have a job to do in 2020. Beat Donald Trump. Are you ready for 2020? Ready to win?
Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren took time off the presidential campaign trail to speak at the state party's convention, where delegates greeted her like a rock star. And Warren returned the compliments from the roughly 4,000 activists gathered in Springfield's MassMutual Convention Center.
Because of your grit, because of your determination, because of your will to fight, Massachusetts has been a beacon of light, shining hope across this country.
In her keynote address to the convention, Warren pressed her national campaign's message of bringing big structural change to America's economy and society. She enumerated the many plans that have become a bedrock and signature of her campaign.
So I'm here with a message for Democrats. The time for small ideas is over.
The convention delegates also showered the state's junior U.S. Senator, Ed Markey, with cheers. Markey is facing a challenge to re-election next year from two and possibly three other Democrats.
I am running for re-election, and I am asking you to join me in these fights that will define our future.
In an unusual move for an issues-only convention, party officials decided to let Markey's two announced challengers address the delegates. Steve Pemberton is a businessman from New Bedford who grew up in foster care after his father was killed by gun violence and his mother died of a drug overdose.
I am running because we should have a United States Senate that reflects the diversity of experiences in America.
The other announced challenger to Markey is Shannon Liz Reardon, an attorney who specializes in workers' rights cases.
I am in this race because I believe that the Democratic Party has failed working people.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy III has said he is considering challenging Markey in a Senate primary next year with an appeal for generational change. Markey, speaking with reporters, said he's focused on his re-election bid and not on what others might do.
The response I received today is the response I'm receiving all across the Commonwealth, no matter which community or group that I am appearing before. So I feel very good about the response that I'm receiving today, but every day during the course of this campaign.
Polls suggest Kennedy would beat Markey. Kennedy did not address the convention. He took part in a panel discussion in Springfield on confronting racism in politics. Afterwards, he told reporters he'll make a decision about a Senate candidacy soon.
I don't think primaries is something that people should shy away from. The idea behind it is that every seat, my own included, the one that I currently occupy as a House member of the House of Representatives, it's up every 2 years. It's a two-year term. You have to go out and make that case to voters every 2 years. I don't think that's something that anybody should shy away from about saying, hey, are you uneasy about making that case and putting the choice before voters about where they stand.
On the eve of the convention, Markey was endorsed for re-election by New York U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.